You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
So one of the great organisations in our community is called Christians Against Poverty, also known often by the acronym CAP. And so, as I say, they do some great work. They are a group that I've known for a while. And so I'm very pleased to have here Sam Garraway, who's their chief executive, to come and tell us all about CAP, all about Christians Against Poverty and what they do in the community. So, Sam, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you, Simon. Thanks for having us.
Oh, look, an absolute pleasure. Hey, there'll be a lot of people who, well, they don't know, sadly, about the work of Christians Against Poverty or CAP. So tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
Yeah, well, Christians Against Poverty is motivated by the love that Jesus has for people in need. We partner with local churches across New Zealand with the aim of releasing New Zealanders from poverty. So by building financial resilience, our vision is to end money chaos in people's lives, building good relationships with money, self, others, and God in that. So CAP's been operating for 16 years as the largest debt help service in New Zealand, seeing over 2,400 households go debt-free to date, nearly 20,000 equipped with financial capability skills, and just recently celebrated $112 million in debt and bills repaid or written off. So everything that CAP is doing is designed to be equipping people well to move out of that state of being in chaos around their finances and create financial resilience in their world.
Well, that's some phenomenal numbers right there. And correct me if I've misheard you, but over $112 million of debt returned?
Yeah, debt and bills repaid or written off, 112. So yeah, it's a pretty big milestone to be celebrating that. So yeah, for the clients that we're serving.
And 2,400 people or families effectively that have been helped. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's debt-free, 2,400 households completely debt-free. So yeah, it is amazing. It's amazing.
So it's that debt-free side, which many of us know well. I better say for listeners, not because I've tapped CAP's services. I'm just aware of the work they do. Talk me through a little bit about how that works, because ultimately you are standing alongside families, negotiating with those they're in debt to. But yeah, just expand that for listeners to understand a bit more fully what you do.
Yeah, so we're not repaying people's debt for them. It's a completely free service. People call in, reaching out for help, and we make an appointment for them in their home. So there's 48 locations across the country that this service is running in, and someone would visit them in their home. We operate in a way of centralized expertise and local relationships, practical help, spiritual hope. So someone's visiting them in their home, explaining the service, gathering their information, sending that back to a team at the support office who is preparing budgets, negotiating with creditors, exploring solutions for their situations. And then people pay into the CAP account and we work alongside people across the duration for them to go debt-free. So not paying it off for them, just putting in place the systems, the support, and the encouragement often that's needed to make to go on that journey towards the debt-free milestone. So about 500 families at the moment are somewhere on that journey, and it takes just over 3 years at the moment on average for people to go debt-free once they start the journey with the team at CAP.
Gosh, just over 3 years, even that in itself is quite remarkable. But talk me through it. The creditors must be relatively supportive of your work. I mean, they're keen to get their money back. I mean, is your relationship with the various creditors all around the country quite positive? Are they more than willing to jump on board when they hear you're involved?
Yeah, that's it. We are basically free debt collectors for them, is one way to put it, Simon.
You're probably better than the Black Power or Mongrel Mob turning up to the door. Actually, more than better.
Well, we might hope so. and in terms of the holistic approach taken, but yeah, often creditors will stop interest and charges for 6 months. And once they know that we're working with someone, allowing that person and giving them a chance to get sort of right side in their situation. And ultimately our role as we're working with them and with creditors is to put in place repayment terms that someone can afford, that is achievable for them, because they want to be debt free. The creditor wants them to be debt free. We want to see them debt free. So we're really looking for that win-win-win for everyone in that.
Well, it clearly is. And I will not assume, you've clearly built up a reputation across the country, not only for people to come to you. And it sounds like a lot of that is, well, correct me if I'm wrong on this too, is a lot of it through the church networks. Is that how people find you? But you've simultaneously built quite a good reputation that creditors are prepared to say, hey, we'll work with you. And as you say, 6+ months of debt free. So reputation, and how is it that people are being referred to you?
Yeah, I'll speak to the reputation one first. Is creditors have continued to warm up to us. I think, as I said, 16 years in, we have made some good relationships there and reputation with creditors. And I think when it comes to finances, we don't love to talk about it on a good day, let alone when we're up the creek and struggling with unmanageable debt. So when someone is finally reaching out to CAP and working with CAP, usually their finance is pretty dire. And so creditors, they're willing to do their part, because often it could be, bad debt on their books that we're now working to recover from them. So they're willing to play their part and as we say, sort of get that win-win-win for everyone in it. You mentioned, how do people come to CAP? So the number one source of referral is word of mouth. And so that's people who have been through CAP or have experienced the service or just heard about it. So we work with anyone. So local churches are the way of which we deliver the service. So partnering with churches and local communities, but work with anyone of any belief of anywhere. And in doing that, word of mouth is the number one referral source, or other community agencies tends to be where people are finding out about us and getting on board.
So much of that keeps coming back to that reputation. As you say, after 16 years of showing what you can do, people talk about you, and obviously it spreads the word. I mean, if you don't mind, and obviously we don't want to breach any particular person or family's privacy, but can you talk our listeners through an example or two of how your work has been so life-changing for these particular individuals and I suspect their wider families?
Absolutely. I can talk about one that's quite dear to my heart. As being a young dad myself, there's one example of a guy that we were working with by the name of Mark, and he was in that space of, through a series of life events happening, found himself unemployed, debt piling up, marriage on the rocks, as he would describe it, feeling like a failure as a father. And in that space of, he describes it being a deep, dark hole and a pit. He was contemplating, should I take my life to escape this situation? And as he reached out for help, he describes the service as a ladder that came into that dark hole for him. It still required him to climb his way out, but that's what he was looking for. And when we fast forward, Mark, marriage is still together, kids are happy, not having to choose between food on the table and petrol in the car. The stress has gone out of the relationships, and Mark and his wife Carol, they're at a place, they're debt free, and they even went on to start a business in washing houses. And so when we think about that journey, for me, I always come back to that sort of from barely surviving to thriving, debt free, running your own business. That's the type of turnaround that we're looking for, that we celebrate when it happens for people.
If I might, and do push back if I'm using the wrong word, but empowerment is what comes to my mind here. You're not just parachuting in, for want of a better word, solving all the problems for them. The people like Mark and Carol, I think those were the names you used, they have to empower themselves. They have to be part of this process and work, I imagine, quite hard to pay that debt off. So it does seem like quite an empowering dynamic that you're operating there.
Yeah, empowering is a great word. We can run with that. I think we often talk about the clients that we serve being the heroes of this story because they choose this every day. You know, every day they choose it to, you know, they make it that brave first phone call because they have to self-refer for the service and say, hey, I'm struggling here. And that's hard. But then they continue to choose it, right? Every day for 3 years, they keep choosing to go in that direction. And I think that is full credit to them on that because it takes guts and it is empowering. And I think we're looking to see financial resilience created. You know, I often talk about our concern that our nation's got quite low financial resilience. The major banks would describe it by the level of savings that our country's got, and they often release usually annually an update, and our savings levels as a country sit around 40% of our nation having less than $1,000 in savings, which is quite low. And it's actually 70% of our nation has less than $5,000 in savings. So when we're working with people who have been right, you know, down in the dumps, struggling with unmanageable debt in that chaotic state, we want to see them move back into that space where they are proud of what they're building, where they're empowered, where they've got habits and financial resilience in place so that they can weather costly life events that come their way.
So just talking on that element of resilience, as we were just before coming on air, you've obviously got your debt help side, you've got those extreme cases where it's just all turned to custard, but you're also indicating that for a lot of New Zealanders, they are close to a crisis really, not many savings and so forth. So that's obviously an area you're very keen to keep operating in as well.
Yeah. So I think 70% of our nation with less than $5,000 in savings, that really means that 70% of our nation could be reaching for a lending product should a series of unexpected life events happen or costly life events happen, as we call them. And so the CAP money service that we run, that is targeted to teach people to budget, save, and spend within their means. And in doing so, and a couple of other initiatives we've got going in the background, we're really wanting to start to shift the dial around building people's savings and building the attitude and approach that people have, and habits really, that people have around money and the way they engage and interact with it.
Well, quite phenomenal work that you lead, and just one of the reasons I've brought you onto the show today. So how do people get in touch with you? How do they support you with the important rider for listeners to understand? And Sam will correct me if I'm wrong on this as well, but CAP doesn't receive any government funding. For 16 years, you've run this, if you will, via your own mechanism. So how do people support you? How do they get in touch?
Yeah, I always say currently no government funding and hold out some hope there that one day there'll be some acknowledgement of the work that's happening in that way. But capnz.org, if anything that's been shared is inspiring and you want to find out more, capnz.org. If any of it you think, man, that's something I want to get behind and support, you can click on a donate page. If you want to find out about the services, perhaps you're in that place right now where you're going, Sam, you talk about money chaos and the chaoticness that brings, you can check out those two services we've talked about today, either CAP Money and where there's a course happening in your area by using your postcode search there, or you can find out more about the Debt Help service and perhaps that's right for you, and know that you can reach out or request a call back from the team. So capnz.org will give you those options.
Sam, thank you so much for being on the show today, talking us through your work, and my thanks to you and all the team there at Christians Against Poverty.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. Great to connect, Simon.
Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.